Mike, did was Josh able to make it through practice unencumbered yesterday?
Yeah, he took all his reps. You could still tell he's a little sore, but we're confident he'll be good to go on Sunday.
Hey Mike, I'm Scott Solomon. First of all, how did he play through the knee in that second half Sunday, and then just how tough is it to lose him without really getting a whole lot out of him this year?
Yeah, he gutted through it. You know, probably a lot of that was adrenaline. But it's unfortunate for Scott because of how much he invested in this offseason and then to get hurt in the first game the way he did, to work his way back and then to have another injury. I mean, it's you know, you feel for the kid. You know, he came and talked to me yesterday, and it's tough for a guy like that who's put so much into it and to just have the season be the direct go the direct opposite way that you thought it would go.
Does he need surgery on that?
Yeah, I think they're going to let it quiet down a little bit and make a determination from there. Yeah, when you say this team, what do you mean? Just
the Browns.
Yeah, I think every situation's different. That's it's all different defenses and matchups and weather conditions, and I don't think you can put much into it. I just know having gone against him, you know, he's always been ultra prepared and has had a great deal of success. I mean, you have to have a lot of things go right for you and play well at a lot of positions to have success against him.
Hi Matt, do you I know you guys have your own defense, but do you look back at what worked against, like, Romeo Crennel, for whatever reason, he seemed to defend Peyton Manning well. Do you look back what he did and say, maybe we should do some of that?
Usually you'll look back and anytime you're getting ready for an opponent, you always want to see who has had success against them. And if the numbers are, I mean, if the numbers jump out at you too, like, hey, this team held them to half their normal yardage and very few points, that at times you'll go back and look at it, or if you know the coordinator. I mean, you guys share information. This is a copycat league. What you don't want to do is try to be somebody that you're not. So if you find a concept that another team used against them, and you have something that's close to it, or it's something that you do, you certainly can incorporate more of it. That makes sense. But let's just say, for example, I mean, we don't play a lot of Tampa 2. We have it, but we don't play a lot of it. And if some team, that's all they ran against them, I don't think that would be wise for us to take that mindset just because that's not who we are. But if it's somebody has done some things that are close and they're applicable, then same with the other side of the ball. Like people say, it's a copycat league. I mean, it's true. Yeah, I mean, he looks good. That he was close last week. I think in a pinch he could have gone, but we wanted to get him 100%, and I think he's right close to that now this week. Today will be a big day for him being in pads, and we'll see how it goes, and then at some point tomorrow we'll just kind of determine, you know, hey, what does he understand? What does he know? What's his comfort zone? So you hate to have him just having been here and observing it and walking through it are one thing, but actually practicing it and repping it are another thing. And you look back at his past, what is he comfortable doing? You ask him that, you have some interaction, and then you give him a little bit, put some on his plate, but don't give him all of it. And we'll make that determination, you know, as the week winds down.
Mike, when it comes to Gibson, no, you can't. Injuries or accidents a lot of times. Can't help but recall when he was not here during OTAs and then he shows up with an injury that kind of upset you. Do you think his season is a result of not being here at all?
I don't, because when he got here and once he started to go, he was playing at a very high level. That he played, we gave him a game ball against Tennessee. I mean, he was dialed in where we were most pleased with where he was mentally, that he took a big step from a year ago, just understanding better, you know, the checks and being on the same page with his near corner, being on the same page with the safety that's opposite where he was lined up. So I don't see a connection.
Is Joe
Yes.
The offense on the third down, ranking third in the league in efficiency rate?
First, it's preparation. I think we have a good understanding going in what we're going to get. And then I think Flip's done a good job coordinating it because it's, you know, some of the third downs we've converted have been longer. And I think I'm sure we're above the league average at third and 8+. And, you know, we've done a good job with it. I mean, our guys have, you know, it's all little things. Gotten open, ran good routes, you know, ran good route, got open, caught the ball. We've been accurate with the football. But that's, you want to talk about success offensively, that, you know, the ability to steal a couple third downs, especially the longer ones, I think is a key part of it.
Mike, with Peyton Manning, a lot of people are making a lot of the fact that maybe physically that he is running out of steam, but the mental aspect is still there. How much stock can you put in a player's mental capacity as a quarterback as opposed to their physical ability?
Yeah, we're not putting a lot of stock into it. I mean, I know that's what's being put out there, and people, you can pull clips and to try to support that, but I mean, it's Peyton Manning we're talking about. I mean, he's, you know, as I said yesterday, it's like going against the, you know, the coordinator's playing against you, and he has the ability to get if he recognizes something, get out of a bad play, maximize their chances for success, and he's got playmakers that can do damage after they catch the ball, and so it's, I mean, we're not putting much stock into the, you know, he's dropped off.
Mike, is this the best defense you faced this year so far?
Yeah, that's a fair statement. I mean, the statistics back it up. I think they're number one overall. That they've played at a high level. I talked about it yesterday. I mean, that's just fundamentally sound. They do some good things scheme wise. They don't do a ton, but they don't have to. I mean, they're so good at what they do. But they do all. I always talk about the little things, and this is a team. You really get deep into the film. They do a lot of little things well.
So given that, how well the offense plays well, what is it going to take for you to
stay? Laser focus to start with. We got to understand what we're up against, and as you know, we talk about, you know, every play matters. We can't relax for a second, and then you do that against this team, and you know, you're looking at you know, second and 18. It starts with that. It starts with understanding our plan inside and out, but also, you know that. We execute. It doesn't matter who we're playing against. When our guys do their job, they know that we can have a positive play. So we're very respectful of who they are and what they've done so far. But we're not intimidated by it.
Cam Irving has a tackle eligible. I don't always chart it, but it looks like a lot of times he's next to Joe Thomas on that side. Do you ever put him on the right side, and with Von Miller on the other side, would you use him more than?
Yeah, I don't think we don't have it set up that maybe it's worked out that way, because sometimes, you know, Flip will call play based on the hash mark. He'll want a formation to the field, or vice versa. He'll want it to the boundary. I think that's more of a coincidence that he's ended up next to Joe. But as I've said before, Cam's doing a good job for us. We want to find ways to use him and use him a little bit more. So it's against edges like this. There certainly could be a part for him in this plan. That's what he's been primarily, and I think that's what we'll look to first. I think anytime, you know, especially a player at that position, safety, which has a lot to learn, when you're bringing in a guy mid-season, it's very difficult to get him reps there unless you package it, and it's very tight. So it'll be we'll start teams first and see where he is from. You know, what does he know coming from other systems that he's played in, and you know, how can he apply it here, and see if we can accelerate that learning curve.
And is there anything new on Gibson's conviction? Do you expect him to practice?
On Gip, do not expect him to practice today. Yeah, he's progressing well. I think he's to the stage where he's close to being able to run. So that's positive.
Mike,
Yeah, as I said, this is not a team. Their strength is rushing the passer, defending the pass. That we have to be very, very mindful of it, and we certainly have not taken them just because of the success that we had throwing the football last weekend. As I've said before, we hit the reset button every week, and what do we need in this plan? And we need to be able to run the ball effectively, and we were able to run the ball effectively in the second half against Baltimore, and that opened some things up for us. But you have to strike some type of balance. But I like that there's comfort knowing that we have the flexibility that we can swing towards either end. We're not going to live at either end, but I think if you have the flexibility that you can swing that way, when the game plan calls for it, then you're maximizing your chances to be successful.
Mike, when you talk about Josh McCown took all his reps today, what would make him limited then?
Just cutting down some of his stuff in individual period. Just the explosiveness. He's got a great get off. You know, just his reaction time to the ball being snapped. I mean, if a tackle is slow out of a stance, that's one of the we're glad we have him at home. I think if you play him there, you're in trouble when you're basically the tackle and him are getting off at the same time on a silent count. So it's just a touch easier at home when you know the snap count and he doesn't. It starts with that. He's very good with his hands. And he has a great sense for how tackles are setting him. If he gets underset, that he can dip and bend the edge better than most I've ever seen. And then if he gets overset, whether he spins inside or whether he just rips across and comes underneath, he just has a great feel for when to turn the corner and when to come underneath. And they do a good job schematically that they – protect him either way. He gets it. Any great pass rusher, you want to give him a two-way go, and they do that for him, and he's exceptional.
Thank you.